E.T., Buddha, Candy Cane, George, Freeway, Rocky Dog, Hamzilla, Mr. Bigglesworth, Miss Kitty, Chumley. You can't beat the names of the pets buried at the Catalina Pet Cemetery, or the grave markers. Funky stone mosaics, sculptures of pets, hand-painted crosses made of wood and PVC pipe. From the markers, I learned that Chumley the church cat was fed by many, and Hamzilla the hamster was a beloved husband and father of 16. He had a wife, Mrs. Frisbee, whose marker's right next to him. They died the same year. The only thing more noticeable than the personality of the markers is how many of them there are. Too many to count. And there are others hidden in nooks of weeds, uncut grass, and sunken in the dirt. I've seen graveyards for people the same size. So I'll state the obvious. Catalina Islanders love their pets. Like, capital L love. They have lots of them, and all kinds. But who cares for them all? And what kind of vet would pass muster with owners this devoted? I found the guy. There's only one vet in town, so it wasn't all that hard. Dr. Richard Denny runs the Animal Hospital of Catalina with his wife, Annie, and he nurtures his patients like it's his duty, through life and death. Of course, getting through life isn't always dramatic. Chloe, a long-haired cat, is in for a haircut today.
She's a very good kitty patient because some kitties, when you start to handle them, they become a little bit aggressive, but she's very complacent and easy to handle.
I've noticed Dr. Denny only refers to cats and dogs as puppies and kitties. He's like a parent who's always going to think of his children as babies, even when they're all grown up.
Do people call you Dr. D?
Doc D most of the time.
Dr. Denny is 66 years old. He's slim, with silver hair parted down the middle, glasses, and a mustache. His thick-soled black work boots hint at his Texas roots.
What do you think you'd do if you weren't a vet?
I don't know. I never wanted to be anything else.
When he was about 10 years old and growing up on a farm and ranch in Paris, Texas, the local vet took an interest in him, and he started assisting with farm calls after school. He remembers helping tend to cattle and other farm animals, especially with births. As a young man, he worked on an exotic game ranch. Later, he opened up his own shop, still in Texas. The Dennys first came to Catalina in 1990. What started as weekend visits turned into three-week stays. During that time, Dr. Denny would volunteer with the Humane Society's Feral Cat Program. For animal care, the Humane Society was it. Starting in 2002, he flew back and forth from Texas for a week each month just to volunteer. Eventually, Dr. and Mrs. Denny made a permanent move and set up the island's only vet clinic.
Coming to the island was kind of my forte because not many veterinarians have a broad base of veterinary medicine. My practice in Texas was a general practice where I saw a pretty good cross-section of animals. So it fit here because on the island, there's marine life, there's the bald eagle program, there's the fox program. Between the island dogs and cats and various and sundry exotic pets that they have here, I was able to fit into the practice fairly well. Well, a busy day can be 24 hours. A usual day for me is getting out of the clinic around midnight. Last night I got out of the clinic at 2 a.m.
Wednesday's surgery day at the hospital. Pooka, a big, friendly 12-year-old black lab mix, is here with her owner, Jim Hoffman.
And she gave me the biggest greeting, and then I take her to the vet.
I know it. She said, you come back for all of this?
Yeah.
So we're going to take this little place off of her eyelid. She's got a tumor on her eyelid, and she's also...
Dr. Denny also says the clinic is one of the few that offers payment plans and other financial help. This is a big deal when pets need expensive medical treatments unexpectedly. He also knows better than anyone else how hard it is to lose a pet.
Being here now for 12 years, I've seen a lot of puppies and kitties come into life, seen a lot of them age and become injured or sickly and either die or have to be put to sleep. I take my time out and go and sometimes meet them at the cemetery and we sedate them and let them interact with their pets for a bit of time and then actually administer the euthanasia medicine to their animals and then I will actually help them prepare the grave.
Back at the cemetery, I wonder how many of these graves here Dr. Denny has helped dig and how many of these loved ones were his patients. One thing I'm certain about, Hamzilla the hamster's legacy of children and grandchildren are sure to keep him busy for years to come. I'm Mary Franklin Harvin for KASL and the Transom Story Workshop.